At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you for what we see around our lives. Oh, God, we see you in action. Even when we are down and discouraged, we have this encouragement. Oh, Lord, this Holy Ghost ministers to us and we are lifted in our spirit. He never leaves us. He never leaves us. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. There are many challenges in this world. Oh, God, but we know that with you we can face anything. You are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. You are a wonderful God. Thank you, Father. There is no God like you in the world, and there will never be. Oh, Lord, receive your glory in your heavenlies, for heaven is your throne, and earth is your footstool. Heavenly Father, even in this place, that's your feet, where your feet rest. Father, we thank you that indeed the devil is under your feet, that the devil is under your feet, that you trample him every single day, that you have made him your carpet. Lord, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Oh, we are not moved by what the devil does, for he's like a small boy. He is like and shout, make noise, but we know just one punch is finished. Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord. We know. That's why we are not bothered by the small boy who makes noise. Lord God, we thank you. We know that our God is greater than him. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We know that you are much bigger. There's just no comparison between you and him. Lord God, we thank you tonight. Well, for we are just going to walk over him. For we are more than conquerors. We don't fight. We just come to collect the points. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, we thank you for knowing you. For knowing you is grace. For knowing you is blessing. Father, we thank you tonight. I bless you for everyone that is online tonight. I pray that you know their needs, their challenges. Oh, may your presence be a source of peace in the homes, healings, yes, comfort, peace. Lord, I pray tonight. I pray, Lord God, that that house will hear the sound of this voice and they shall be trembling. They shall be trembling. Yes, the knees of the enemy shall begin to wobble because of the sound of this voice that is anointed by you, O Lord. I pray right now that your children, wherever they are, that there is peace in their homes in the name of Jesus. I pray that there is peace. I pray that there is peace. I pray that there is unity in the name of Jesus Christ. That misunderstanding, yes, the fights, the conflict, they're all scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are not talking to each other, they are going to talk to each other right now. This only pleases the enemy. Yes, I speak that peace in that home in the name of Jesus Christ. Some have not been talking for days. Oh, I break that spirit of conflict. I break it. I break it. I break it. Yes, I break it between couples, between siblings, between children, parents. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it right now in the name of Jesus. I declare the peace of God to reign in their homes in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, be blessed tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yes, we are going to go right away into our prayers tonight. Yes, before we do that, I just want to read something for you from the book of Micah chapter 2. Verse 12 and 13, Micah chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Let's see which version is this going to be. NIV. We will read it in NIV. Yes, NIV. Hallelujah. We thank God for the work that He's doing in our midst, in every place. God is at work. God is doing something. Hallelujah. Yes, Micah chapter 2, 12 and 13. I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I'll bring them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place them together like a sheep in a pen, like a flock in his pasture. This is the promise that God says to the children of Israel, that he's going to bring them together. Not only that, he's going to lead them. As you can see in verse 13, the one who breaks open the way will go up before them. So God will bring them together first, and secondly, he will lead them. Hallelujah. He will lead them. Now, I want to remind you that, you know, purpose precedes the existence of anything, all right? Because purpose is the reason for the existence of that thing. Before something is made, purpose will come before it. Before there was a hammer, there was a nail. There was a need to nail something. Then there was the came an idea of a hammer, okay? Because there was a nail to hit. I don't know if you are hearing me. Yeah. So purpose will precede the existence of anything, for it is the reason for the existence. Now, this is very important because of exactly what I want to teach you and pray around tonight, that there was a need for the children of Israel to be gathered, number one, number two, to be led. Hallelujah. To be led. And therefore, as we know, in every place in the Bible, God will always raise a man or a woman who will then take up that position and lead the children of Israel, or lead the children of God. Hallelujah. Whether it is Judges, whether it is Moses, whether it is Joshua, you know, all these people, whether it is David, whether it's Saul, all those people led the children of God at a particular time. There was a need for that, and God would raise somebody. The same when they left the captivity, you know, there were people like Zerubbabel, you know, Ezra, you know, those were the leaders, people who led them out of captivity. Yes, Nehemiah, all those people came because they came forth because there was a purpose for it. Hallelujah. And when you look at the next verse says, the one who breaks open the way will go up before them. Now, tonight, I want us to pray about what I call groundbreakers. The groundbreakers are people who go before and who go first. Now, some of you, I'm going to say something that some of you will not perhaps immediately understand, but it is true that everyone is born a leader. Everyone is born a leader. And there are people who say, no, they are not. There are people who are not born leaders. There's nothing like that. That leaders are born, and therefore there are people who are not leaders. I'll tell you why I say that. That every person is born with a unique purpose. And when you're born with a unique purpose, it means that God has seen the need where you will lead people. In other words, there is no one who has been there before you. There's no one who has done that, who has done it before you. Now you become a groundbreaker. You become a trailblazer. You become the first person to do something. Yes. I mean, we know that some of us, we were maybe the first person to go to university in your home. You were, in that sense, you became a groundbreaker. The first person to be born again. Yes. The first person to get married. Yes. The first person to do this. The first person to do that. And you don't realize that, you know, because God has put that in on you, you don't realize that it took the grace of God and anointing of God for you to break through. Am I talking to somebody tonight? You know, we just go on with our lives and we don't even see that purpose that in the entire family of Monama or whatever family, you know, that you are the first person to do something. And means that you've been called in that family to break something that has been this limitation forever. And that is for things that we know and things that we have done and we know we are the first. What about the things that you don't know that you're supposed to be the first, that you are not? Because of exactly what I'm going to talk about, that we're going to pray about tonight. Because being a trailblazer is not an easy thing. Being the first to break through is not an easy thing. The challenges that you have, nobody has ever seen that. Yes. Nobody would encourage you because you are the first. You know, when you look at fashion, you know, the people who introduce fashion, I'm sure they don't ask other people to a comment on how they look, because nobody is going to agree with them, because there's never been anything like that. Fashion means it's something new. If you ask your friend, how do I look? He says, you look terrible. Don't even think about going out like that. Yeah, you'll embarrass yourself. Yes. If people were not doing that, there would be nothing like fashion. I hope you are hearing me. There would be nothing like fashion. People would be dressing like we used to dress in the olden days. Hey, it would just be like the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years. There was no fashion then. Yes. 40 years, you wear the same thing. Yeah. So fashion takes someone to say, I don't care. I'm going out to the street like this. Serious. Yeah, some people go out with, you know, they cut one leg is half. Yeah, half. Remember that fashion, if there is any. Then there were jeans that were cut. The first person who wore these jeans with holes, I'm telling you, it was like, what are you thinking? Yeah, how can you? This won't sell, I'm telling you, this one. No, yeah, people will discourage you because you must understand that people have never seen that anything like that. Yeah. So one of the challenges is that you must never ever seek approval when you are doing something that God has placed in your heart. And that is the biggest hurdle, faith. Faith in God and faith in what God has given you. Faith. We're gonna pray for faith. That's number one. To really believe, yeah? You know, when God gave me the vision of the synagogue, have you ever seen anything like Seventh Week anywhere? No. I mean, it's like the devil said, hey, are you serious? You'll embarrass yourself. You will embarrass yourself. I'm telling you. Nobody will come. What is Seventh Week? Now I have to explain to the devil what is Seventh Week. No. You know, I had to go ahead and do it. You know, I say, okay, I'm going to do it. I've never seen it anyway. Yeah, never seen it. But today I'm telling you that soon many other people will be following because I will be leading in this thing. So unfortunately, we copy too much in everything and everything and everything. And we're going to pray against the spirit of copycats tonight. Yeah, because God has really given us things that we must do in this world. You know, now if you understand this, is that these are people. Let's read Hosea. Let's read Hosea. Let's read Hosea 10, verse 12. It says, break new grounds. It says, break new grounds. Break new grounds. It says, break new grounds. Plant righteousness and harvest the fruit that your loyalty will produce for me. Hallelujah. Break new ground. Somebody said, break new grounds. So we are expected to break new grounds, to do things that we have never seen anywhere. Hallelujah. To do things that we have not heard about anyway. God expects you and I to do that. Hallelujah. 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 Let me just find another scripture here. Let me find another scripture here. Okay. All right. Isaiah, okay. Sow righteousness for yourself, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Unplowed ground. I like that one. Unplowed ground. In other words, this nobody has ever plowed anything there. And when you begin to put a seed, and people say, "Are you sure? Are you sure it's gonna come out?" Yeah. Yes. It's not easy, you know. Unplowed ground is hard. Yes. Dry. But it takes faith to know that the one who has told you it's going to work is going to work. You know, it takes knowing God and understanding that God has said something special to you, that it must happen through you. Whether people have failed there before is none of your business. Probably they were not doing what you are going to do, because they were not there when God told you what you have to do. So chances are that nobody has. You know, here's the thing about breaking fallen ground is that you can't fail. You can't fail. There's no failure. You know, failure most of the time is defined in terms of failure. It is relative, because it's because of the progress that people have made that you are compared with them, you know. But when you're doing something that nobody has ever seen, just breaking that ground without putting a seat is progress. That's what I like about doing something new, because there's nothing to compare with. I hope you're hearing me. Because there's nobody has walked this. Even if you walk only 5 meters, it's still progress. And you're tired, you sit down, it's still progress. Because no one has walked this world before you. The reason why we say people fail is because people have done those things before. So if there's not something to compare it with, hallelujah, hallelujah. So let us be trailblazers. Let us be groundbreakers. Hallelujah. Let us be the first. And there is anointing for that. When we read in the book of, Isaiah 10, verse 27. Isaiah 10, verse 27. Isaiah 10, 27. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We're going to pray right now. Isaiah 10, verse 27. It says, in that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders. Yes. Whose burden? The burden of the enemy, who is the devil. You see, whatever God has put upon your life. It has something to do with the burden that is upon other people's lives. Whatever you are going to do is going to relieve somebody. The grace that God has given you is going to do what? Is going to relieve somebody. Hallelujah. Let's continue reading. In that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders, the yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because of the anointing, because you have grown so fat. So is this translation saying, but the correct translation is because of the anointing, because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Because of the anointing. So there is what we call the breaker's anointing. Say breaker's anointing. And we're going to pray tonight for that grace. It's called breaker's anointing. In other words, I'm going to pray that God will anoint you tonight, that you will go where nobody has been. You know, I've had dreams where I'll be long before I took the call of God upon my life. I would see myself walking where there were no roads. Sometimes even driving, you know, up the mountains with some hectic cars, you know. That would go up the mountains, yes. Sometimes even in the rivers, you know. But one thing that I've realized that God was saying to me that, you know, because there were no roads, that He is going to make me open roads that people will see and walk in them. You see, any path that you see, right now, you know, when I go to the mountain where I pray, there's no road. Nobody has been there. There'll be road up to probably the base of the mountain and so on. From there up, there is no road because nobody has walked there before. But I'm telling you, after a year or 6 months of me walking the same path, unfortunately, I'm not walking the same, but I walk here, I walk, you know, behind the stones on the other side. So if I was walking same place all the time, in 6 months' time, there will be a clear road. Now, it is a challenge to walk where there is no road. That is why we will need the anointing of God. To walk where there is no path. You know, when you walk before, where there is a path, you can even close your eyes. You know, no, I'm okay, you know. But where there is no road, there are rocks, there are thorns, there are all that. It is discouraging. You can bleed, you can hit rocks, you can be pricked by thorns and so on. It is not easy. And that's why many people stop following what God wants them to do. Because if you are truly the first, you are going to experience all this discouragement, all this thing that it is hard. Is it even gonna be happening? Am I even called to do what I have to do? I just want to read the last scripture and then we'll go and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to read from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 51. Let's see which verse we're going to read. Hallelujah. Let's see. Isaiah 51, from verse 20. Yeah, we'll read from verse 20 to 26. No. Let's start from let's start from 18. Let's see, or from 15 is fine. Let's start from 15. Fifteen. 15. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the given image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Hallelujah. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy the kingdoms. So this is the prophetic message to King Cyrus, whom God was going to use to deliver the children of Israel. So God says that that's what he is going to make him, the battle axe. He is going to make him a fighting weapon. He's going to anoint him. He calls him the anointed servant. You know, why would God call a man who is a pagan worshiper? You know, we know the Medes, what they used to worship and so on. They're not worshiping God. But this is the man that God raised for this purpose. And when he says, my anointed servant, Cyrus, because he is saying that he has given him the grace. He has anointed him for the work. The anointing here, it does not mean that he is holy or he is righteous. No, it means of God's ability that was upon him. As unrighteous as he was, as unbelieving as he was still anointed. And that must tell you about all of us. You know, some of us, we think you have to be holy to be anointed. No. God anoints people for the purpose that they have been born to do. And that anointing is upon us, and we're going to pray that it will begin to manifest in our lives. There are things that can really work. You know, anointing doesn't work unless you go out there and begin to move. You know, the anointing won't move anybody, but it works for somebody who moves. So if you believe that you do not have the grace to do anything, you won't do anything. It only kicks to work once you begin to see. You know, unless you go out and believe that God is going to heal somebody and begin to say you are healed, you'll never see the anointing of God upon your life. Okay? Same thing with everything else. You have to go out for you to begin to see the anointing of God that is upon your life. And I want to encourage you tonight. Many of us, we just have to step out of our comfort zone and begin to walk towards what we believe. And you'll see the anointing of God kicking to work, into action. Immediately, you'll begin to see it. You know, I've told you of the story of my you know, spiritual mother. You know, and one day, the day we went with my wife to tell her that I've decided to follow the call of God upon my life, you know, she jumped from a seat and she said, "You know," and this lady has been our spiritual mother. We never talked about the issue of the calling. Just seen him her so many times, but the day, whether she was told not to say anything about it, but the day I decided that, you know what, I believe I've heard God and I just want to follow God's calling, she jumped and said, "Wow, we thank God that he finally found his servant. I said, wow. She knew all this. And then she said to me, the anointing of God is upon you. It has always been there. And she said to me, that's why sometimes you would feel that you need to be massaged. And at the time when she said that, I always felt like I needed massage 10 times a day, you know. He said, no, that was the anointing. That was the anointing. Yeah. I think it tells us, some of us, before you run to a masseuse, because you have got problems here, just make sure they don't take your anointing, or not really take your anointing, but do something that will make sure that the anointing never see the light of day. Yeah. So be careful, you know, who you go to. If you have to go to a massage, it must be a Christian masseuse, because in the end, they are touching you where the anointing rests. That's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. So she told me, here, and I had never told her that. I said, here, sometimes you feel like somebody needs this. I said, yes, that is my problem. Every single day, I said, yeah, that was the anointing of God. You'll see, the moment you start working for God, you'll see this thing will go away, you know. It'll be like normal. But that time, it wasn't normal. And indeed, when I began to minister and pray for people, they were getting healed. It's like I'm getting a massage or something. So that anointing is upon all of us. That anointing is upon all of us to do something. We've been given the anointing to break the yoke of the devil upon people's life, to break the yoke. And in the area of your ministry, there are people you have to lead out of captivity. How would God send you if, you know, captivity means people who are helpless, yeah. It's like technology. Technology is, you know, to discover something. You know, you are delivering us. Yeah. Imagine things like cell phones before cell phones. We were in bondage. You have to go and find a landline. You know, understand what I mean? That was hardship. You know, you have to go and find a landline. Yeah. Even before landline, it was even worse. Before telephones, there were things like telegrams, you know. Yeah, you sit there, you send a message, no response. You wait 2 days, you get the response back. Yeah, say, we are good, how are you? Now wait another 2 days. They'll tell you, you know, I remember, you know, in the village where we grew up, there was only that thing was only in the post office, and I think in most places it was in the post office. You go to post office to get your telegram back. Is it there? Say, no, it's not here yet. You come in the afternoon. Is the telegram? No, not yet. And it's just a few words, and you pay for those words. Yeah. It was hardship. So somebody delivered us. Yes, look at us today. We are so free. Yeah. Although in the beginning these gadgets were so heavy, but today, you know, you carry it, you feel like I'm carrying a gun or something. But today, you know, you look, you know, yeah. So we've been set free in that area. So there's a place that you're going to relieve the hardship of people. And in this ministry, that's my prayer, that all of you, especially young people, you must be anointed to deliver people, to deliver the nations, to deliver us. Those people who discover these things, of course, they will not honor God. But honestly, that is the anointing and the grace of God upon their lives to be able to do that. Yeah, the devil does not want people to be free from anything. When we suffer like that, he likes it. Suffering is what must happen according to the devil's, from his point of view. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray tonight. We're going to pray for that anointing. The anointing, the breakers anointing. Say breakers anointing. Yes, breakers anointing. We're going to pray for that breakers anointing. Yeah, some of us have been doubting and fearful to go for something. And it's like, that's my mind. You know, that's my mind. No, that's my feelings. It can't be. It can be me. Yes. When I pray for that faith, that what you heard from God, it is true. You know how much faith, you know, I understood Abraham even better when I had to follow the call of God. Understood the situation in which he was. Pella, before him, I don't think he had ever heard of God. We are better. We know now there is a God. I mean, he had never heard of a God. Here is the God that starts talking to him. And it's just a voice. Say, follow me. And you just have to follow this voice. You know? There's a place I'm taking you to. Come out of that place. And pack you, take everyone. Yeah. We're still hearing the sort of the same voice, but in our minds. And you just have to believe. You say, go do this. You just have to go and do it. You know? Go and do it. Go and do it. And go and do it. And just follow. Hallelujah. And today we have the synagogues. Today we have the synagogues. Yesterday I was excited to reconnect with the very first members of the synagogue in Del Mafios. And we are talking 10 years ago. And we had a meeting yesterday. We called all of them. They came, as you have seen in the videos. They really came. And apparently there were many others thought that there was going to be no power. In fact, the power came just as we started the service. It came back. Yeah, it was like, I thought that perhaps they were not even expecting it that time, because you could see that they are surprised that the power came back so early. Yeah, but you know what? I even said that it's a sign that the light indeed has come back into this area. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. It was prophetic. Now, yes, but then, you know, and those were the first people that we saw, and yeah, when I saw them yesterday, I just remembered those early days of ministry, and which was even harder than now. Now we've walked this journey for 12 years. I'm talking about the first, second year of this ministry, where you're still asking yourself so many questions. Did I really hear God? You know, at the time it is, nothing is working. People are not coming to church. And you're struggling with venues. You're struggling with everything. Finances, everything was a struggle. Everything was a struggle. You take collection, it's like offering. It wouldn't even put petrol in my car. Not even. Petrol is just too much. Maybe it would just buy sweets. Sweets, yeah, maybe. Yeah. It was hard. And you had to push and push and believe that God is going to do something. You know, this is God's work. This is God's work. Why am I telling you? To encourage you that whatever you start in life is not going to be easy, especially if you have never seen it anyway. You know, it's easy to just follow what everybody is doing. You know, just copy and follow. Try it and test it. Everybody's doing. But all of us, we have had a unique voice. I'm telling you, all of us, we have had a unique voice. We got to rise. If we are good, copycats are never remembered for anything, because you can never be better than the original. It doesn't happen. The copy is always terrible. You know? Always terrible. Yeah. It's always terrible. Well, today scanning has improved a lot. But if you have to print that thing, it will still be as bad as a copy. But the original, the one you signed, you know, it will remain original. Yes. So we're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray. Firstly, I'll lead you in this prayer. I'll read what we need to be focusing on. First of all, I want us to pray for faith. Faith to believe God. Are we ready? Faith to believe God, that God will strengthen our faith. Some of us, we tried some things and it didn't quite work, you know, and you got discouraged, you know. But you really believe, and I'm talking to those people. You really believed in this thing, but somehow it didn't work. It didn't work. You got discouraged. Yeah. Failure is part of the journey. Failure is part of the journey. You know, when you're walking in the field where there's no road, You will go this, there's no road to follow. So what you'll do is that you go this way, then you find this obstacle that you cannot go over it, you know? It does not make sense to create a path there. It was left to be jumping over things. So what do? You go back, you retrace your steps, and you find a road of lesser resistance. That's how it works. It's not failure. That's why I say it's not failure. When you hit resistance, you just retreat and then find a path that is easy, you know? And you know, that's what water does, by the way. Water does the same thing. I mean, and water is very strong, but there are places water can't do anything. You know, it has to go around. Let's go around. Okay, try to hit this. They say, no, I'm not going to waste my energy here. Go find a path of lesser resistance. That's how water moves. But yet water is one of the most powerful things in this world. Hallelujah. So it's not a problem to retreat. You're not failing. You're retreating because nobody has done this before. Hallelujah. Let us not let those moments of retreat dictate our future. No, we must never make decisions based on these moments, you know, of temporary retreat. It is necessary and it is wisdom. Yes, it is wisdom. I will do it. I will do it anytime. If I wanted to do something and I realize it's not working, I just pull back. I don't care what people say, I don't care. What I know is that nobody has done this before. I'm still better than that person. With the little progress that I made, I'm still better than any commentator. Yes, armchair critics, they call them. I'm still better. The fact that I tried, I'm still better. There's a movement that I made. Nobody can say anything because I'm ahead already. Yeah. So many of us, we listen to that. Okay, people are saying this. No, they don't know. They have never been where you have been. You have made progress. You've seen what they have never seen. You're wiser. You know how you're going to plot your way forward now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray for faith. We're going to pray for what? Faith. 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 That's the first thing that I want us to pray for. Believe, first of all, in the God that gives dreams, in the God that gives purposes, in the God that gives direction, in the God that empowers and anoints. Yes. First of all, we've got to believe in him. You know, not walking in our purposes also means not believing God. So I believe God, I believe God. You know, I believe we believe God for things in life, but the most important thing, we don't believe, because if we believe God's, we'll be living our purposes. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for faith, that we'll be strong in faith, persuaded, yes, not moved by anything, focused on what God wants us to do. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray. We thank you for your God-given gifts, for the purposes that we have, the duties, the assignments, yes, the innovation that we have to do in this world. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we believe you. There are no doubts in our minds that this is what you want us to do. Yes, the devil will want to bring the doubt. We want to bring the doubt in our minds. Yes, that it is not working. It is not working. Forget it. It's not working. It's not even going to work. You should not have done it. You should not even thought about it. You are foolish. Nobody does these things that you're doing. Lord God, oh Lord, I pray that you will silence the voice of the devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you. We believe your word. We believe your word. We believe your vision. We believe your dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we pray. Oh, Lord, give us faith that we need. Lord, give us faith. Give us faith. Give us the belief that we need to do things that nobody has done, to think of things nobody has thought about. Lord God Almighty, Lord, people are waiting for the deliverance that comes from you through us. Lord God, you have given us the anointing to set people free from hardships. Lord God, to lead people out of that bondage. Lord God, every one of us is a leader. Every one of us has been given a vision to take people out of a certain place or to set people free from certain bondage hardships. Lord God, I pray that we shall all take up our leadership position. God, believe in you, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I pray that I shall not lack in faith. I pray that I shall not have doubt. Oh, I rebuke the spirit of doubt. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of doubt. I silence the voice of the critics. I silence the voice of the commentators. In the name of Jesus, I want to hear your voice. I want to believe what you've placed in my heart. Lord, I will push no matter what. I will push no matter what. Oh, Lord, I pray that I will not question what you have said to me, oh, Lord. I pray that your children will not do so. Heavenly Father, God, help us. Sometimes we have uttered things out of frustration. Forgive us, oh Lord. Sometimes we have spoken negativity because of our frustration. Lord God, it doesn't mean that we really doubt it. We don't think we really doubt it. But God, we have had so many obstacles, so many hindrances that we have uttered certain things that almost moved us from our position of blessing and grace. Lord God, Father, we pray tonight that you will restore us to that position of faith, that we shall be strong and be persuaded that this is the thing that you want us to do, that we shall push until we accomplish it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. So we pray that we will have understanding, full understanding of the assignment. So I want to pray for the assignment right now, for full understanding. I'm going to pray for revelation. A wisdom that we have never seen concerning what God has given us. Yeah, insight. Anything that you want to say, understanding, insight, revelation, wisdom concerning this. Yes. Whatever you need to pray concerning the assignment, the understanding of what is it that you want to do, and not be confused and be led astray by some things that look like that, and you say, okay, this is the thing. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray tonight. Lord, I pray that, oh God, I will understand and I understand the assignment that is before me, that there is no confusion about my unique assignment. Yes, there is no confusion. I understand myself, I understand where I'm going, and I understand the message that you have given me, Lord. I understand it very well. Though the enemy wants to bring confusion, I scatter him in the name of Jesus Christ. I have the understanding, I declare. I have the full understanding. Oh, I have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I have the direction of the Holy Spirit. I have the revelatory moments, things that I shall know, that word of revelation, that thing of just knowing, that thing of just being led to a place, things to touch that you never even to think about touching them, and they bring about a discovery. Oh, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that there's so much wisdom. Oh, our children are receiving so much wisdom that is beyond. Oh, Lord God Almighty, our children are going to be innovative, and they're going to innovate. Oh Lord God, the innovation will be the way of life. They will believe and not be happy and satisfied with the things that they find in this world, that they will add something that is going to improve people's lives. Oh Lord, we pray. We know that, God, you don't want your children to suffer. Or in this world, oh God, you will release things according to the understanding of people, according to people's faith. Oh Lord, we pray that technology, it does not just happen. It is things that you release, discoveries that you release at certain times to certain people. Father, we pray that our children are ready to take up the task of being innovators. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, some things we are so used to them that we don't even think we are suffering. Lord God, help us. Oh Father, we pray that you will heighten the awareness of our children, that they will see areas that need improvement around us. Lord, we pray, oh God, that our children will walk around with eyes of the flesh and eyes of the spirit open, the ears of the flesh and the ears of the spirit open, and hear what you are saying about our lives and the times that we're living. Oh God, we pray that our children will be sensitive to what you are doing, for that is what you are doing in this time. They just say, oh, Jesus said, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do in heaven. Father, Lord, we pray that our children will be like Jesus. They will see you do things in heaven for the sake of humanity, that they will look at it and say, this is me. I must do this work of the Father here on earth. Lord God, we pray. We know that whatever you do, you will shock the eyes and the ears of people. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that our children are innovators. They are innovators. They are innovators. South Africa lacks in innovation. Our children are going to do it. Our children are rising. They are taking up that position of being the first to do something. With the first to do this, the first to do this, the first to do this, the first to do this. We declare that upon our children in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it is upon them and they carry it. No one will take it from them. It is upon them. We declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Yes. We're going to pray that we will rise to the challenge. Yes. We'll rise to the challenge. We'll rise to the challenge. We'll never look down upon ourselves. We will know that we are bigger than the challenge. We are bigger than the challenge. We will not look into ourselves, but we will not look at ourselves, but we will look at the inside or on the inside of ourselves, and we will find Christ, Jesus, who's going to accomplish everything for us. For by ourselves, we can't do anything except through Christ who makes us strong. It's got nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the abilities of God. Yeah, so we're going to pray. We're going to pray that we believe we can rise and we are going to rise to the challenge. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, pray that we will never look down upon ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we are rising to the challenge. Whatever it is that we've got to do in this world, we are rising to what comes with it. Every challenge that comes with it. We are ready. Oh, we are empowered, we are strengthened, oh, we are inspired. Lord, we are ready, we are ready, we are ready, we are ready, we are ready. This world must know you. This world must change. We are world changers. We are world reformers and transformers. Lord God, we declare it in the name of Jesus. We are not going to leave this world the same way we found it. That's our belief. And that's our conviction in this house. We are not going to leave this world the same way we found it. That is our belief. That is our conviction in this house. We shall not leave this world the same way we found it. That is our conviction. That is our belief in this house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we refuse to accept the devil's lies. We refuse in the name of Jesus. We refuse to believe the lies of the devil. We are rising to the challenge. Oh, it does not matter how big this is, how big it looks. We know that the one that is in us is bigger than whatever we face. Lord God, we are ready for any task. We are ready. Our children are ready. Our families are ready. We are ready. We are ready. We are ready, Lord. We are ready, oh, to move with this grace and this anointing of breakers. Lord God, we are ready to break new grounds. We are ready to break new grounds. We are ready to break new grounds. We are ready to travel roads that have never been traveled for. We are ready. We are ready. We are ready to be trailblazers, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, unless we do this, oh God, this world can never be changed. Oh, Lord God, we pray that we shall stand up and not be ashamed to do something that the neighborhood doesn't do, the communities do not do, the province, or even South Africa does not do. Lord God, give us the courage. Give us the courage. We pray for the courage. We pray for the stubbornness to know and believe that we can do it. Oh, even though no one in our family has done it, even though no one in our community has done it, even though no one in the country has done it, we believe it, we believe it, we believe it that I am born for this purpose. I am born for this. And I refuse to leave this world without seeing it with my eyes. Oh, the fulfillment of the promise of God upon my life. Oh, the psalmist say, I shall not die until I see with my eyes, until I see with my eyes the works of God in my life. Oh God, Lord, indeed it's going to happen. We are not ready to depart from this world until we see this. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God Almighty, we pray tonight. We pray, oh God, we pray, we pray, we pray, oh God, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, we pray that we'll be strengthened, encouraged to be able to overcome in the name of Jesus Christ every obstacle in our way. We are ready to walk over anything that is before us. Lord God, if anything does not move, we know that there is a way somewhere. Oh God, Lord, there is no point even trying, because beyond that, there is nothing deserving of our effort. Lord God, we know that if the obstacle does not move, the other side, there's nothing deserving of every energy in our lives or in this body. Oh God, Lord, Father, we are ready to change course if you do so, if you say so. We are human beings. Sometimes we miss it. Lord God, we know that as trailblazers, sometimes we change course. Oh Lord, as long as you are with us in that way, we are prepared to do it. The destination is what is necessary. Father, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, we are groundbreakers. We are groundbreakers. We are groundbreakers. Oh, we pray for courage. We pray for courage. We pray for courage. Oh, we're praying against negativity, false and negative comments and commentators. Yes, let's pray that God will silence the voices of those that wants to put us down and undermine. Yes, those that do not want us to be better than them. Often that is the reason. People think that there's no one who can do anything better than what they have done. Oh, we pray. We pray, Lord, our path will not cross such people. If they do, we silence them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we silence that voice. We silence that voice. Oh, we are rising. Oh, Lord, we are rising. We are going to walk in this. We are going to walk in this path. Yes, no one has been there. With you, we can do anything. Lord God, we thank you. Silence every voice. We silence every negative voice, negative comment. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, we're praying that we must stop comparing ourselves with others, because what is given to us is unique to us. There's nothing to compare with anybody. We are not running the same race. You have your own race, I have my own race. No need to compare. Yes, we must just run it with faithfulness and believing in God and Our focus and eyes must remain on Jesus, the author and the finisher of this. Yes, let us pray. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we pray tonight. Oh, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are not copycats. We will not compare ourselves with anybody. Nobody has been here before. I'm the only one. And I won't do what others are doing. I'll not copy what others are copying. I will hear what you want me to do. I will hear what you want me to do, and I will do it. Oh, Lord God, guide me, Lord. Let your spirit guide me in every way. We pray in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse to be a copycat. I refuse just to follow for the sake of following, not in the unique things that God has given me. I refuse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to pray for this, the courage to explore, even if, you know, taking a risk sometimes, you know, risk in the sense that risking failure, you know. If you don't risk failing, you will not do anything. We do things knowing that there's a risk of failure. Yeah, there's a risk of failure. Yes, take that risk. Take that risk. Trailblazers do that, because failure to us is just a matter of retreating, rethinking, replanning. Sometimes change the course. Change the course if you have to. Because that is not going to make any difference to the overall journey. Some things don't make any difference. Some things you just walk away from because they won't change anything. I'm still going there. I'm still going to get there. So why should I bang my hand against this wall that doesn't want to move? I'm just leave it. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know somebody's hearing what I'm saying tonight. The destiny is what is more important. How we get there is up to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray that we will explore things that God will give us the courage to explore things that, you know, people won't even touch. You say, no, I won't go there. I won't, that, you know, people say, I won't go there. I won't go there. Yeah. You know, today, I can tell you that there are many things that I've been able to do in the medical profession itself because I wasn't really average, you know. I would jump into other things where people say, you know, say, no, I can't, then I'll go, you know, and I'll go do that. And today, you know, there are quite a lot of things that I've been able to do and so on and so forth, that at the right time, you know, we'll be able to tell you about some of the achievements that we have. All those things is because I knew that my road is different, is unique, and I have to go for it. Go for it. Tell your neighbor, go for it. Don't die, just go for it. Just grab it with two hands and throw everything into it. You'll see. One day you look back and say, wow, if I had not taken that chance, I would still be the same person today. If I had not taken that risk, I would still be the same person. So fear or failure or embarrassing oneself is usually the reason why people do not take these chances. So we pray for courage tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray against the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we shall dive into things that people are afraid, because we are with you, Lord. We'll touch things people don't want to touch. They say, if you touch, something will happen. But we'll touch them. Not out of stupidity, but out of understanding. Out of faith and out of wisdom that you've given to us. That this we can do. This we can touch. Nothing will happen to us. To you, Lord, be the glory. Father, we pray, oh God, for guidance in everything that we do, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Great and mighty things are happening in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Right now, I just want to pray for this anointing. Yes, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. Just lift up your hand. I want to pray for this breaker's anointing. Oh, this is anointing that is going to fall upon you. It's going to fall upon your children. It's going to fall upon your children's children. This is the breaker's anointing. Oh, they shall not be hindered, I declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, for lack of capacity or ability, for the anointing of God is upon their lives to break through, to trail a blaze, places and roads and that no one has ever even imagined to try. Oh Lord God, we pray that they will be to the mountain tops that nobody has ever been. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray for this anointing. Oh Lord, I pray for this anointing. Oh, that breaks everything, that opens the way. Oh, that crushes the gates of bronze in the name of Jesus. We pray for Lord for this anointing that breaks through, oh Lord, the limitations that the devil has put upon the people of God, that they will not go beyond this in our families, in businesses, in education, everywhere. I pray for breakers anointing. I pray for discoveries that have never been discovered. I pray that new grounds have been discovered, that new grounds are being broken by our children, are broken by our friends, are broken by our friends in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I pray that this anointing is coming upon all of us. Oh Lord God Almighty, it opens our eyes to see things that we have never seen. It opens our ears to hear things that have never been heard before. Oh Lord God, it opens our senses to feel and touch things that they've never been touched before. Oh Lord, the spirit of innovation is falling upon all of us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that anointing is falling on our children. It's falling on our children. It's falling on our children. This anointing is falling on us. It's falling on our children. It's falling on our children's children. In the name of Jesus Christ, break us anointing. Break us anointing. Break us anointing. I declare it. We are breaking new ground. We are breaking new grounds. 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 We are breaking new grounds everywhere. I see new grounds being broken because of the anointing. Oh, in every place, new grounds are being broken because of the anointing. Oh, in every place, new grounds, new grounds. Oh, Lord God, Father, I thank you for the leaders that you are raising to lead us out of suffering, out of limitation. Oh, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let this anointing fall upon them, upon everyone that is on Zoom tonight. Let this anointing fall upon them. Let this anointing fall upon them. Oh, ideas that they've never thought about are dropping in their minds right now. Oh, ideas, ideas, ideas. Oh, ideas are coming. Oh, ideas that they've never come before. Oh, Rabbi Yakashatana Mandarabasya. Oh, there is a new understanding that is coming upon something that you have always going around it, around it, around it. Oh, some fresh revelation is coming upon you. Let the breaker's anointing come upon you. Let it fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Breaker's anointing. Breaker's anointing. Breaker's anointing. Oh, I declare, out of the synagogue shall proceed a generation of breakers, a generation of groundbreakers, a generation of innovators. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare right now, out of this place is coming a generation that will come up with new things, things that have never been seen, things that have never been heard. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the grace to do things unimaginable, We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there is an anointing. There is anointing. There's anointing. There's anointing. There's anointing. Oh, there's anointing. Oh, your minds are going to be opened. Your minds are going to be clear. Your minds are going to be clear. You'll download. You'll download things from the heavenlies. You will download things. You'll be connected. Your connection will no longer cut off. Will no longer cut off. It will no longer be a weak connection. You will have a strong connection. You will download. You will download terabytes of information in the name of Jesus. No longer megabytes, but now you're going to terabytes. Yes, and the download shall not be interrupted in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to download from the heavens information that you have never known or heard before in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I pray that the speed of processing information in our minds is taking on another level in the name of Jesus. We understand things that are not ordinary, things that are difficult to understand. I prophesy tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Our understanding and our wisdom is on another level in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, our children are flying with this kind of knowledge. Oh, they are shocking the world. They are shocking their classmates. They are shocking everybody around them. Oh, because of what is upon them. The anointing of the breakers. Breakers anointing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we've come to the end. We've come to the end of the prayer session. I thank God for you. Thank God for being here. You have received what has been laid in my heart that the Holy Spirit wanted to do tonight. Yes, we thank God, and may God bless you. And remember that you are anointed with the breaker's anointing. Go out there and be in the front, not at the back, in the front, seeing things for the first time and nobody has seen, and there are people following you. You have a following. Yes, people are going to learn from you. People are going to learn from you. They may not acknowledge you, but certainly they will learn from you. Because you are the first. You are the first. The grace of being the first is upon you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We cover every promise, every declaration tonight with the blood of Jesus Christ. Indeed, the grace and anointing is upon our heads, upon our children's heads, upon our children's children's heads. Yes, they are affected. Yes, and affected. They are no longer the same. Thank you, Lord, tonight. We bless you. I thank you for everyone that was here tonight. I pray that whoever is sick is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever was troubled by anything in their spirits, peace is upon them. Whoever lacks something, you are the provider. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. To have a father like you is a privilege. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we'll see you again on Sunday. God bless you and shalom.